Happy Monday, everyone. Yesterday, of course, was Easter, the day that we celebrated the resurrection of our Savior, and I hope that everyone had a great Easter weekend. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. I welcome you to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I'm here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the broadcast is only 15 minutes, so you can get to work. We tackle a new topic, have prayer, and I assign you a task to complete each day. Well, our topic for this morning is Easter gone wrong. Easter gone wrong. And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 8 through 9. While you are getting that Bible ready, I remind everyone that you can call in live and join me here for this hot breakfast by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180 at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if for any reason you miss it, I leave your hot plate on the stove on my website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, and the broadcast is posted after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, let's get ready and go to the Word, because I have a good message for you and for me this morning. We are going to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 8 through 9, and I am reading from the KJV. "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." What is our topic for this morning? Easter gone wrong. I tell you that I look forward to Easter every year. From the time that I was a kid, growing up in my community, we have placed great emphasis on the celebration of Easter. As a matter of fact, we would have church and whatever church you attended that morning. And then that afternoon, the churches, each of the churches in my community would have a separate Easter program. My church started at 1. There was another church at 3, another church at 5, and another church at 7. And as a community, we would all come together and we would go to everyone's program. And some of us participated in more than one. And it was just such a great time. Those who had grown up and gone away or moved away from the community also would come home. So this was one of the few times in the year outside of Thanksgiving that we would get a chance to see everyone again. I loved it, and I still love it today. But what I noticed on this past Easter, on yesterday, is that I witnessed or was aware of so many different little arguments or rants or people just being so easily offended about the smallest things that I begin to wonder what happened here. And this morning when I arose, the Lord gave me this topic and that scripture. See, the scripture I just read focused on what happens when we begin to become more religion-oriented or more image-oriented, then we are really more God in relationship with the Lord oriented. In other words, our mouths say the right words. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How are you doing, sister or brother? But our hearts are not even focused on that. While we're saying, praise the Lord, how are you doing, sister or brother? In our heart, we're saying, I know you could have found a better suit or a better dress than that. Is that what you got on? See, this is an example of when your lips or when my lips are praising the Lord, but my heart is not right or your heart is not right. So, for example, I was aware of people on yesterday debating over who was the more spiritual, because some said Happy Easter and others said Happy Resurrection Sunday. For some reason, it appeared to some of the people who were saying Happy Resurrection Sunday that they somehow were doing this right and more spiritual than people who were, quote, celebrating that pagan holiday of Easter, unquote, by calling it Easter. But I thought this was silly, because you're still celebrating it on the same day. Then I witnessed people who got upset because folks wished them a happy Easter and they had conflict in their relationships and they got into an all-out argument over a person just taking the time to say happy Easter. And I mean, a low-down and dirty argument. And I was just saying to myself, wow, look at this. Here it is, Easter, and you got people getting upset about somebody saying Happy Easter because they felt the people really didn't mean it because they had conflict among them. And then on yesterday, someone reached out to me asking me how to initiate a marital separation because, you know, I'm an attorney as well as an evangelist. And I said, oh my God, this is Easter. I don't even work on the weekends. And somebody's texting me because apparently at that time, that couple maybe was having a disagreement to ask me, what's the procedure to start a marital separation? And I had to reply, today is Easter. I'm not even trying to get into anybody's legal issues today. So I just pondered, what in the world is going on? And then let's talk about myself. On Saturday, I had a situation that happened where someone had done something very inappropriate, and I got upset about that thing. I mean, I got hot. Those of you who know me know I'm authentic. I don't come on here to try to sugarcoat what you're doing nor what I'm doing. You can't tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective if we're not willing to be transparent. And I got really hot about that thing. And I tell you, I was about to handle it in the flesh, which would not have been good because it takes a lot to push my buttons. I mean, if you push a button to the point where I feel like I need to deal with you right then, that means you have done some crazy stuff. But then the teaching that I did on Friday, on Good Friday, came back to me. And my Good Friday teaching focused on the three-day process of resurrection for yourself and for myself. And that teaching focused on day one, burying all of the negative things, patterns, behaviors, and people in your life, such as Jesus dying. And then on day two, which was Saturday, going through the transformation of determining how you were going to do things different, which was the representation of the 3 days and nights Jesus spent in the grave. And then on Sunday, arising a new person. The topic of that teaching was resurrection has come to your house today. And it's available on the website at feelthefire.com. So if you missed it, go back and listen to that, as well as today's teaching. They complement one another. So that came back to my mind, and I said, no. Today I'm undergoing my transformation. I buried a lot of things yesterday. I forgave a lot of people yesterday. I reached out to a few people and let them know, hey, I forgive you for what you said or you did. The past is buried, because I really needed to do that. But I didn't just bury those things. I buried some of my own negative behaviors, some of my own bad patterns. In other words, I took accountability for how I ended up in some different situations. And here I was in transformation, and I felt like somebody was trying to exhume what I buried. And I said, no. Because tomorrow, being Sunday, I'm going to awaken in resurrection. And I awakened in resurrection only to see the Easter gone wrong. I am here this morning, within this short time, to encourage you to quit just drawing nigh to the Lord with your lips. Quit giving lip service to living for Christ. Quit getting so easily offended, and quit being someone so easy to offend others, because you saying the right words, but your heart is nowhere near right. If you can get so easily upset over someone saying happy Easter because you think it should be happy resurrection day, your heart is not where it ought to be. If you can get so upset over somebody saying happy Easter to you because maybe you guys don't get along, that you go into an all-out tirade, then your heart is not where it ought to be. You don't need to be trying to reprimand the other people about not being right. Look at what you're doing. If you can reach out to people on Easter trying to ask them to give some legal advice about you trying to start divorce proceedings or trying to end your marriage on that day, refocus. Look, people, the Lord wants true relationship. He is looking for people who want to have true relationship. And true relationship starts in the heart, and then it spreads to the mind. And you'll know once it's reached the mind, because what comes out of our mouths, which is a reflection of what's in our hearts, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And what's in our minds will be reflected in what we speak, because it will also control or activate certain behaviors. That's how we'll really know where we are in the Lord. And I encourage you this morning, and I encourage me this morning, to don't let Easter gone wrong become your today gone wrong, because you're offending others over stuff that doesn't matter, or getting offended over stuff that doesn't matter. There is more to life and living for Christ than this. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning. Oh, Father, we magnify you. We praise you because you've given us another day that we did not deserve. It is by your grace and mercy that we are alive this morning in our right minds. Hallelujah, that we were able to celebrate the day set aside as a collective celebration of your resurrection on yesterday. So, Father, we ask forgiveness of our sins. Forgiveness of not living the life the way we should, not speaking the way we should, not witnessing the way we should, not praying and interceding, not reading the Bible, not giving, not attending church, not tithing, not uplifting and encouraging others, not uplifting and encouraging ourselves, not thinking on good things, not thinking on the right kind of things. Whatever it is where we have fallen short, we ask forgiveness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to breathe on us again this morning, a fresh breath of rejuvenation, and renew us in the right spirit and in the right mind. So we're not just giving you lip service, but that we actually have true, heartfelt covenant relationship with you. So that we realize that everything we do or say either wins someone or pushes someone away. And that there's always a better way to do things. Help us not to let another Easter go wrong. And help us not to let today, the day after Easter, be a continuation or a sequel to the mess of yesterday. Help us, Lord God, to be transformed in our minds and spirits so that we exemplify you in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. Wherever you are, just begin to thank the Lord that you've been renewed this morning. Hallelujah. That you are going to be more focused this morning on a heartfelt relationship with Christ. Come on and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I apologize for my voice. I had laryngitis last week, and I'm getting over it fully this week. But come on and magnify the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name this morning, Jesus. We're new creatures, God. The old things have passed away. We're new, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lord. Our announcement for this morning, please stay in the spirit, is to make sure that you share this word with someone else. Again, it is posted on my website, feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, after 8 a.m. Eastern on the morning motivation page. But encourage someone else this morning. And number two, do not forget to call in tomorrow, because that is Triple Threat Tuesday, where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. And I got something really fired up about those broadcasts that occur on Triple Threat Tuesdays. Now, our topic for this morning is Easter gone wrong. Your task for today, it's for you to evaluate your own heart to ensure that it is in a right place with God, so that your behaviors and your words throughout today will not be the lip service that symbolizes that you really have no relationship with him, but rather words, behaviors, and actions that lift him up so that everyone can be drawn unto Christ. I love you, and I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern for another hot breakfast, fired up broadcast on Morning Motivation. Be blessed today. Hallelujah. I love you.